Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, namaste, and happy new year. I am coming to you for those who are watching on Facebook Live, but of course this is pre-recorded. For those who are listening on iTunes and other podcast platforms and who are watching it on YouTube, I'm recording this actually on New Year's Eve. It is the end of 2020, and boy, oh boy, what a year it has been. What a year it has been, full of highs and lows. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a new year. And I suspect many of you are ready for a new year and to put this one in the record books, because it was a crazy year, wasn't it? A year ago, we certainly did not expect, maybe some people, but I think certainly most of my friends, family here in the United States did not expect what would happen in just a few short months, where we wound up in lockdown from COVID-19, the lovely coronavirus that disrupted so many lives and unfortunately cost a lot of people their lives, and is still rearing its ugly head even as we speak, as I'm recording this at the end of December 31st, 2020. It's still out there and it's still causing havoc. And yet, despite all of that, 2020 for me personally actually turned out to be a decent year. It was a year of tremendous growth for me. It started off with a personal high, because right before all of this lockdown happened in early March, I had the most miraculous thing happen to me personally. I reconnected with my nephew, who is the son of my late brother, and who had been put up for adoption. My brother was in the Navy in the 1970s, and things happened, got involved with a girl, and he wasn't in a position to marry her and raise the child together. So they did what was best, because, you know, they were young, and they put the baby up for adoption. Well, I'd only found out that I'd even had this nephew about probably 15 years ago after my mom died, and found some records, correspondence, and that realized that I had a nephew out there. Well, turns out he was looking for me too, and we connected on Ancestry.com, and it was amazing, and he's got a lovely family, and unfortunately, we've only got to see each other a couple times here this year, and socially distanced, of course, at the time, but I'm looking forward to being able to get to know him and his lovely children and wife next year. So that was an amazing way, and I think that had just filled a hole in my heart that I'd had since I lost my sister 4 years ago. And it was wonderful to be able to have new family. So that was one thing. And then the other big thing that happened for me this year is that I am nearly done writing my first book. I've been in compilation books before where I've written chapters, but this is the first time I've actually tackled a book all by myself. And it has been 4 years in the making, but it is about to, it's about to be born. It will be born in early 2021. The intention is for February. But we're getting very close to it. Another thing that happened for me this year was getting back to my musical roots. Because of lockdown, I had some time on my hands. I wasn't going out to networking events like so many of us entrepreneurs do. And instead, I dug out my guitar and started playing it again. And I even wrote a song. And in fact, I actually sang it on this podcast earlier this year. If you go to Live, Love, Engage podcast and look for the episode titled Breakdown to Breakthrough, you will find me singing the song. And in fact, that's actually what the name of the song is and what it's all about. So that was an amazing thing. And I'm very excited today. I have to breathe. I just realized I'm not breathing here. So the other part of this year has been just continuing on this amazing spiritual journey that I have been on really for the last 4 years. I mean, it was really predicated by, actually, I'd say 5 years, predicated by my sister's cancer diagnosis in 2015 and going through that journey with her. Oh, I'm getting a little emotional too. This past year, I've spent a lot of time meditating and, I mean, the book itself that I wrote was really divinely inspired. I mean, that the idea for it came during a meditation. So yeah, I heard a voice in my head say, you have to write a book about love. And I'm like, that's crazy. I do marketing. What do I know about love? But as it turns out, I knew a lot and I also needed to learn a lot. And that's often what we find. I think people wind up doing is they teach what they need to learn themselves. And then that helps you as you're going through the process to then teach it better. So this past year, especially, as I was writing this book, I was really getting these lessons down. And as I said, channeling was a big part of what has been going on for me, especially these last few months. And I know my family, if they ever watch this, are going to definitely think that I've gone off the deep end, and that's okay. I have never felt closer to God this year than I have in my entire life, and it's not the God of the Catholic Church that I was raised in, but it's a bigger concept of God. And so one of the things, as I said, I've begun sort of receiving messages. And another thing that I've also started to do recently was to channel something called light language, which if you're not familiar with it, and I actually only became exposed to it about a year ago, actually, when I experienced it for myself, listening to someone else do it. Actually, her name is Laura Kay, and she first shared it with me. And it touched my soul so much that I was crying in the middle of a conference room with a bunch of other people. I was crying because it just really touched my heart. So, as I started to do this, I started doing a lot of reading. And one of the resources was a woman named Jamie Price, who I found, and I actually read a book that she wrote about it. But she has a definition of light language on her website. And she says it's a multidimensional language that is understood by all on a soul level. It is channeled dynamic frequency encodings of sound and light, and it adjusts to the resonance of each person's vibrational needs in the moment, initiating clearing, balancing, activation, and alignment with a new vibration of well-being. And that's definitely what's been happening even with me. I've been doing this light language, like every morning I spend some time doing it. And it is making a world of difference for me personally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I'm feeling better, and it's really been amazing. And I'm going to, before the podcast is over, I'm going to share with you a little bit about that. I'm actually going to yeah, I'm going to share some of that with you. But first, I wanted to talk about next year, 2021, because I've already kind of told you what's been happening this past year. And of course, the other thing, which I neglected to mention, of course, 2020 has been the year of this podcast. I've had the pleasure of interviewing some amazing people. And we have talked about all sorts of things from marketing to spirituality to Black Lives Matter to meditation, stress relief, practical tips for growing your business, including public speaking and how to find public speaking opportunities and things like that. So I've been so fortunate to have been able to bring you these interviews. And if you are a new listener to the podcast, I encourage you to go back in and check out some of those episodes that might resonate with you. And then let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. So I wanted to just give you a little preview about what's in store for 2021. And in fact, because I already have some episodes in the can, as they say. So one of them, I'm going to be talking with artist, mentor, and healer Martin Arkenstone, who confidently guides people to sculpt the life of their dreams. And if you actually wind up watching the interview on YouTube, you'll actually see he recorded our interview from his studio, and you'll be able to see some of his artwork behind there. So he's a very talented man. I also got to speak with Audrey Kaiser, who is an international wellness expert and coach, and she is going to share some tips on how to overcome imposter syndrome and how you can feel empowered on a regular basis. And also, I'm going to share with you an interview with consciousness coach Matthew Gardner, who talks about why it is so important to raise global consciousness and really make the world a better place. So that's just a few. And believe me, I'm fortunate. I've got actually episodes scheduled or already recorded through March. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. And there's lots more awesome things that are coming down the pike here. And as for me, I'm already got plans to write a second book. Yep. The idea came to me the other day, and it's going to be a continuation of the first book. And I intend to hold a virtual workshop, hopefully in the first quarter of 2021, where I'll be able to teach the concepts that are in both the first book and what will be in the second book as well, of how to, you know, stop doubting yourself, start being yourself, and how to really live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically in your life. And I intend to run a mastermind or two and maybe even launch an online course, you know, just a few things. And of course, do this podcast. And the other thing I intend to do is make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So by doing some more singing, maybe writing some more songs, and by sharing a light language message with you. So without further ado, I think what I'll do is do that right now. And my intention with this is to just share out there, if anyone listening to this needs some healing emotionally, spiritually, or just needs some peace for the coming year. That's my intention. That's what I'm going to ask my guides and angels and archangels to share with you today. So, Aso sayata sayata shapa aso ya sayata shapa asaya so ayosatya sayo asayo sayata shapa la.
这家住，哎呀住，在呀住这呀住，呀上，上大下去，扎索拉，扎索。沙呀沙悄悄啦，啊呀粗啊呀粗，呀扎沙哟，呀粗粗呀，扎粗沙粗呀沙哟。啊谁啊谁啊谁啊撒出哈要哈撒撒撒撒撒撒呼呼撒丘撒丘呀丘恰巴恰撒丘恰恰撒呦撒丘撒呀丘撒呀丘撒呀丘撒呀丘撒呀丘撒呀丘沙呀嗦沙，沙哦嗦沙，沙呀沙哟，沙呀。
Namaste. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for those messages. And I hope it benefited you today. Before I close out the podcast today, I wanted to also share something else. Again, I asked my higher power yesterday to send me a message for the new year that I could share with you today. And so, in closing, I want to read to you what came through for me. And yeah, I love the message, and I hope you'll love it as well. Blessings and greetings to you, O enlightened ones, daughters and sons of the Spirit. We bring you good tidings. There is much to be grateful for as we enter this new year. Those who are here have a mission to fulfill if you are up to the call. The earth needs light workers now more than ever. Those who are listening to their lower self are driven by fear. Those who are in the light, who operate from love, are needed to show others the way forward. Be not afraid. Remember, with God, all things are possible. You are not alone. Heed the call to love. Love is the message that is needed right now. Love of yourself, love of each other, love of the animals, nature, and your planet. Healing has begun, but it must be sustained to see improvements that last. Peace is possible when you focus on matters of the heart and not of the ego. Listen with open minds and hearts to one another. There is much to learn from each other. Peace be unto you. Spread peace in the world. Spread love in the world. We will not forsake you. Do not forsake yourselves or each other. Be one. We are all connected. There is strength in numbers. Love the one you're with. See the Christ consciousness in each other. Stay connected by whatever means is healthy. For now, it may be more online transmissions like this one. In the future, more in-person gatherings will be possible again. Patience is a virtue. Be vigilant. Love is the answer. Know that I am with you always. Be there for one another. God will see you through. God is in you. Love is in God. Love is in you. Some have forgotten. The light workers can help them remember. Some will not, and that's okay. That is their path to take. The more who do see, the greater the light will be in the world to drown out the darkness. Be the light in the world. Be the love in the world. You are the future. Protect it. Cherish it. Love it. You are beloved. Go in peace. Spread the light, and love will rule the world. Amen. Well, and now for me, my personal wish for you, number one, is to thank you. Thank you for watching, whether you're watching me live on Facebook or you're watching the replay on New Year's Day on YouTube, or you're listening to it on iTunes or Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, any of those podcast platforms. I want to thank you. Thank you for listening, for watching. Thank you for your support this year. Thank you for reviews. There's been several reviews on iTunes. I'm going to start doing some shout outs in the year ahead to those lovely people who've been kind enough to leave reviews. Any of you who've commented on YouTube have been wonderful as well. And I wish you much peace, love, and prosperity in this coming year and in all the years ahead. And just know that I love you. I am grateful for you. And as always, until next time, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.